Hey everybody, Mike Lawson with CU Broadcast. On the show today, we are talking with CU's new president and CEO, John Pembroke. So check it out. First question is, like, how does it feel to head up the CU's organization? It's fantastic news for you, obviously.
Great news. It's an awesome feeling to be associated with such a great organization that has a meaningful and significant impact in our industry. You know the rich history of CU's. It's over 50 years old. It's done a lot of good in developing and educating leadership in the credit union industry. I have to say, too, the support that I've received from members, from my board, from different industry leaders and participants has really been overwhelming and humbling. So it's an awesome feeling.
Very cool. And we were just talking before we started recording. It's like, you must be a busy man these days. The pace has probably picked up a little bit.
Pace has definitely changed. to be clear, was busy before, but definitely the intensity and the responsibility has increased. And I'm just excited about the opportunity.
Very cool. Speaking of responsibility, so what are some of your short-term and then long-term goals now that you are in this position now?
Sure. Well, I am fortunate in that I've had some runway. So I've been with CU's for about 2.5 years and was a COO and got promoted to CEO.
Right on.
We have a great team. I have a great team and I have a great plan. So I'm fortunate in that regard. But you know, as I told our team, the way I view our future direction, it's an evolution, not a revolution.
Okay. Oh, nice.
So our vision is still very, very relevant as far as helping our credit union leaders achieve their greatest potential so they can be successful, their credit unions can be successful, as well as improve the financial lives of their members. Mm-hmm. So we're going to continue to understand the talent development needs of our members, develop new offerings to meet those needs and drive awareness adoption of those offerings. You know, within the next, let's say, 90 to 120 days, I'll be hopefully talking to you and announcing new ways to access the great content that we produce.
Yeah.
You know, through our magazine, our website, new ways to enable our members to track and manage their own professional development, new online courses, as well as new executive education offerings. So we, like I said, we've been busy and we have a lot of great new offerings that we'll be talking about very soon.
Very cool. Well, I look forward to having you back on to hear about the new offerings. I mean, already though, I mean, CU's already has set the bar so high as far as education programs for the industry's executives and anybody else who wants to partake. I mean, man, I can't wait to hear how you're going to raise that bar even further, because you guys have done a phenomenal job over the years.
Well, I appreciate those comments, but that's our charge. That's what we have to do. It's not getting easier for credit union leadership to lead their organizations.
Got that right.
And for them to be successful, we have to continue to raise the bar to put them in a position for them to reach their greatest potential, for them to gain the expertise and the learning and the education that they need.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
That's the challenge.
Yeah, no doubt. That was my next question. Like, what challenge do you see lying ahead? Because there's a big turnover with executives right now in the credit union industry. A lot of CEOs are retiring, some fresh blood's moving in with new ideas and stuff. I mean, is this a challenge or do you see it as an opportunity?
Definitely see it as an opportunity. Although there's a lot of turnover, there's a lot of talent there, and there's a lot of talent that needs to be developed. And we all know that talent wins. So that's our focus. So staying in tune with our members' needs to understand how we can help them develop. We have a lot of people within this organization that are in ongoing dialogue through credit union visits, through phone calls, through the conferences and the other events that we attend to truly keep our finger on the pulse of the needs of our membership. Focus is going to be a big challenge in that there are a lot of different opportunities out there for us, but we have to focus in on the most meaningful and the most valuable opportunities for our membership, as well as online learning. I think online learning is a great opportunity for CUES to extend the executive education that we provide, to touch more of our membership in a format that is growing and that is meaningful, and more convenient than face-to-face.
Yeah, I think you just hit the nail. I'm really glad you brought that up, because online learning is such a huge trend right now. I mean, almost every college in the country is offering online classes, and you hit the nail on the head when you said convenience, because not all of us can get in a car, drive to a campus, sit in a classroom for, you know, 2-3 hours or whatever, or all day long as far as if you're a student, whatever. But now we have all this access online now to do it at our pace almost, and to be convenient and to achieve this higher learning so we can get better jobs and better pay and all that good stuff that comes along with it. So I'm so glad you brought that up, because it's so important these days, especially with the bandwidth with online now and everything. Everything is so easily accessible, and so it sounds like you guys are following suit quite well.
Absolutely. It is a major focus of ours.
Excellent, excellent. So, I mean, let's look at the bigger picture here. I mean, how do you see CUES making the industry better and better? You already mentioned the online offerings and what you guys are offering right now. What, I mean, how do you guys play a role in making this industry better, obviously, with through the education programs?
Sure. So, we're all about talent development. That's the niche.
Bottom line.
Talent development, and we know the talent wins. So, we want to have the greatest industry impact that we can have by getting as many leaders, so future leaders, executives, board members, to take advantage of our member offerings, our education, etc., to help develop them and continue their professional development.
Right.
So by partnering and casting our net as broad as we can, that's how we are going to ensure that we remain and continue to be impactful with the and ensure the continued success of this industry.
Excellent. Yeah, and that means kind of enhancing your partnerships with the state leagues, possibly working with NAFQ or CUNA or folks like that. Or is that, I mean, I think those would be great partnerships as well.
We are open.
Love it.
We are open to, one of the, I believe, competitive advantages of our industry is the willingness for organizations to collaborate. It's truly a strength.
Mm-hmm.
And, we are open to explore those opportunities.
Cool.
We are very open to explore win-win collaboration opportunities.
Right on. And that's one of the things that I love about this industry, as well as you do too. The collaboration is just like no other. I mean, the credit union down the street will help the other credit union up the street, you know, and then the organ of the association will help the other association. It's just such a fantastic industry. There's nothing like it on the planet. So it's we're really blessed to be a part of it. All right, to wrap up here, John, anything else to wrap up? I mean, anything you want to say about being in the new position and where you guys are headed and all that good stuff?
Just excited about the opportunity. One of the, as soon as I was fortunate enough to receive the role, of course, I pulled the team together. And what I helped them understand was, number one, it's bigger than me. And the confidence and the support and the vote that the board gave me and selected me as a CEO was also confidence and support and a vote in them. So it really validates our direction, where we're headed, and just excited to continue to see it through and add another chapter to the rich story of CUES.
Indeed. Well, I'm extremely happy for you, John. I mean, it's well-deserved. And we're behind you all the way. So if you ever need any help from us, just give us a shout. We'll get you on the show anytime or support you in any way possible, because we just really enjoy. I mean, the folks at CUES are second to none, and what you guys offer is just awesome for the industry. So I'm really happy for you, in other words.
So thank you very much. I appreciate it.